this guy stinks!
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna Kamiker, and welcome to the Madhouse. They were close, man. They were very close. They were very close when they called Donald Trump Hitler. They were very close. Very close. You almost got the right emperor dictator guy in history, but no cigar, baby. No cigar for the liberal left. No cigar for them. We're back. It's good to see you. My paintings are down, if you have seen other videos before. And that's because it was a bummer. It was a bummer to walk through my living room and see a bunch of shit that reminded me of my past. And the only reason I put it up is because this crazy blonde bitch that my friend got married to. She told me when I was on a lot of drugs that I need to hang up my things, my art. And I believed her, even though I didn't want to. And I did. And it was stupid. And now we're back. And I can walk through my goddamn living room without hanging my head. I don't have to hang my head or my neck or want to or be reminded of the fact that I almost did. I can just walk high and mighty through my living room. Just like any man should. Any man should. You should walk with your head high. And if anybody tries to take that away from you in your own home, in your own fucking home, people are out here nagging you. I can't have kids. It's impossible for me to have kids because I won't see them until they're 18 because I'm keeping my head high. I got to keep my chin up. I have to keep my chin up. I can't look down. I don't want to look down on anybody. So why the hell do I want some kids? The only way that they're going to be able to talk to daddy is if they get on the fucking table. And that's a fact. Because I'm positive in this bitch now. I'm fucking positive. Believe me. I'm positive. I'm enlightened. And I'm not crazy. Just put my kids on the table. Put my fucking kids up on the table because he wanted to. And then wake up. And grab yourself a little bit and go, whatever. Whatever. But yeah, this dude Trump, this motherfucker Trump, man, they were close. They were very close. I'll tell you who he reminds me of. I'll tell you, because I've been going through history. I'm taking this time when I'm in timeout. God put me in timeout. I was fucking up my life, and I went a little crazy, and I begged God to make all of just life pause. This is the irony of it, right? This is the irony, because you will get what you ask for, if you ask and you believe. But it just might, it's that thing of careful what you wish for, right? Because this is what happened. I had this life that was going bang, 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 and it was just nonstop hell and bullshit all the time, and I was stressed as fuck, and I went crazy, and I was like, I would be begging God to pause my life, to make it stop. It's like just one thing after another. Can I just get like some time, like a year, just a break? Can I get a fucking break? And lo and behold, here I am, just in the middle of nowhere. It's crazy. It's crazy how it works. It's crazy when you see the pattern of the universe, how it, like, there's certain things that happen. Like, I feel like beginner level is the, dude, I just thought of somebody and they texted me. That's like beginner level. And then maybe a next step up is like, it's like, what if we're in a simulation? What if we're in a simulation, guys? It's like, yeah, no fucking shit. Did you see any religion books? No fucking shit. Look at it. They're telling you. Somebody else made this universe. Whatever. That's a topic for another day. Or maybe later in the episode. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where I go. But, and then the next step up is you start recognizing the patterns of fucking everything. And then maybe the next step up is like quantum physics or whatever the hell, biology. Like really honing in the fact that, I don't know, something like that leaves, the way that they branch out, like they're, what would that even be called? Like the little stuff inside of leaves that carries water up to the ends or absorbs it. Pretty much like the patterns on leaves look almost identical to like a human nervous system and stuff like that. Or the veins and arteries. It's wild. And you start getting shit like that and you start noticing all these patterns. And, you know, the another history or another thing, another pattern that you notice is that history repeats itself, or other people like Alex Jones, he'll say that it, what's it say? It like rhymes or something. I don't know. But these patterns emerge and they almost got it. They almost got it. But even in the fact that they, like what I'm talking about is Donald Trump being Hitler, the liberal folk, the left, the Democrats, whatever. We'll just say the Democrats, because I don't like the, I don't even know what the fuck that means to be a liberal. I don't think anybody fucking knows what any of these fucking words mean anymore. They're just throwing shit. The last 4 years, after all the groupthink and what the hell is that term in 1984? The double think, the double, like where words have two meanings or whatever. I don't know. The point I'm making is that they were close. They were close when they said that Trump was Hitler. But they had the wrong guy. They had the wrong dictator. They had the wrong emperor. They had the wrong man that would end democracy. But even the even the fucking even the fact that they called him that lines up with this guy. This guy that he is the repeat of history. And it's interesting. Or at least he's like the warning bell of, hey, motherfuckers, are you going to wake up? And I'm not going to delve into his politics as fun as they are, because it's crazy. That border guy, he's something else. But this is all old news, especially now, because I know how fast politics goes. It's just bam, 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 all the way. But I could only think this. Where I'm at now in life is my entire life finally slowed the fuck down. Finally, I'm finding peace. I'm finding myself. And, you know, it seems I'm not going to state it publicly, but like on mic, but it seems like this little timeout, there's an end on the horizon, is what I'll say. And I hope. We'll see. I got to do my part. Other things have to happen, but I might not be stuck here anymore. I might not be stuck in this little town in the middle of fucking nowhere and then doing this little job that is not going anywhere. But it's good enough. It's fine. It's cozy. And it lets me do my thing. And what I've been doing like crazy, I took a page, because where I went to school, you know, every once in a while you'd get those people that went to jail. They were fucking around selling drugs, you know, doing whatever, joining gangs, whatnot, the usual. And they went to jail for whatever. Maybe they beat their spouse. They were fucking up. And they decided to reform themselves. And it's that classic, you know, prison thing where bad dude goes to prison. He's like, all right, I got a decision to make. Am I going to just ruin my life here, or am I going to go and make a man out of myself? Am I going to fucking use this time to better myself, get nice and strong and jacked, and then learn some shit, read some books? Or am I going to just waste this next like 12 years of my life? Am I going to make light of this situation, as shitty as it is? Or am I going to learn something? And I'm not saying that I'm in prison. But I don't have a whole lot of freedom in this matter. And one of the only freedoms that I have is to study. And I figured that I would take a page out of their book and read some books, try and get deep on the history lesson. That way, when I finally get the fuck out of wherever I'm at, I can actually have conversations and I'm a little bit better. So I didn't want to waste this time. I didn't want to waste this time. Pretty good quote that somebody told me was, am I going to remember it? Did I just pull a Jameis Winston? What was it? Fuck. That's that football. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. We're back, baby. We're back. But I'm slow. I'm rusty. I got to get the rust off. Got to get the ring rust off here. It was, I don't know. Something along. Just work while you wait. I don't fucking know. I just, whatever. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're judging me. Who are you? How about you set up a camera and mic? Go fuck yourself. All right. All right. How about you do that? Just because I fumbled one saying of those who work while they wait will be awesome or whatever. I don't remember it. But anyway. Yes. I've been studying. I've been reading books. I've been trying to be less dumb. I've been trying to make my brain grow and open up different neurological pathways, okay? And one of the things that I started studying was Rome. Was Rome and the parallels between Donald Trump and Julius Caesar are fucking profound. The entire Roman Republic, including the barbarism of how it started, is pretty wild. It's pretty wild how similar we are. But the Julius Caesar thing is just crazy. And I was just going through this. Maybe I'll remember the name, but I doubt it. History of Rome podcast, I think is what it's called. It's super old. It's super old now. But the information is in there is like, this dude has to be a doctor or something. Because it's like he just opened a textbook on Rome and just read it. Like, it's pretty impressive. So it's between that, other audiobooks, and then, just Googling every once in a while, that I heard this. And, I mean, the parallels between Donald Trump and Julius Caesar are just fucking insane. So, like, one of them, this alone, is wild. So this man, Julius Caesar, in Rome, well, just to begin with, his early career, very successful general. He was considered the most lucky general in the world. The gods loved him. And it was like, no matter the situation, no matter how dire the consequences, this motherfucker would just pull it off. It's like the Chiefs right now, or the Patriots when they went on that run. You know how that is. Whatever profession or sport you're into, there's every once in a while somebody will just come along that's different. There's different. They've just been blessed by the gods. And that was Julius Caesar as a general. It was Julius Caesar as a general. He could do no wrong. He was looked up to. He was revered. And his early career, he was set up. I don't believe his family was political at all. Yeah, they weren't. And, wealthy, but not like the most wealthy. And I know Trump was wealthy, but not the most. And then he made himself what he is. He was wealthy. He was wealthy as fuck. I'll say that, but he wasn't like top. I don't believe. I haven't done a deep dive on Donald Trump, and I don't plan to. But Julius Caesar, incredible general. The whole Gallic Wars, the Gauls, whatever. That alone is pretty fucking crazy. But the thing is he broke a lot of rules. He bent rules, I guess, is how it would be put. He bent rules while he was doing this. And he was going along and had a very, very good, successful career. It was a little shady, but he got results, and seeing as Rome was quickly becoming the top superpower, or not superpower, but one of the strongest militaries in the world, and they were focused on that military, they actually had this thing above their fireplaces, I believe, where it was gear for war. It was like armor and swords, and it would... Like, they were just farmers. Everybody was just farmers. And, you know, if anybody came to fuck with you, everybody just had that sword and their armor right above their mantle place. And they would just, it was passed down from generation to generation. They were big on lineage. And, you know, when you became a man of the house, you had that sword and you had that armor. And if anybody pulled up on your little village or your home or whatever, or it was time for war, then you just donned it. And it was your father's and it was your grandfather's, great grandfather's, and all the forefathers before you. And it's going to become your son's and your son's son and all of that all the way down the line. It's pretty cool. So they were big on lineage. But yeah, this man, they were big on lineage and they were big on military. Sounds kind of familiar. We're big on family here in the States. And then, you know, we love our military. And I love my military guys, too. And they, but they, like, so Julius Caesar, great general, very successful early on in his career, made a fortune. Made a fortune. And that's the thing. That's the thing. There's this thing that they had in Rome called a new man. I believe it was called a new man. It was a guy who had never been in politics before. His family had never been in politics before, but he was self-made, and he rose up in the ranks and became wealthy enough to join, I don't know, like the Senate, just political office. I don't know the whole, I don't know exactly how the Roman Republic worked, but I know there was, I don't know the ins and outs is what I'm trying to say. I know a vague, I have a vague idea at this point in my life, but yeah, this motherfucker's Caesar. He goes in and becomes a new man. And the thing about it, he was revered up until that point, but being a new man was an insult in Rome. It's like, oh, he's a new man. Who the fuck does he think he is? Who's this guy? My entire family has been in the Senate. My entire family has been in the Republic, working for political office, and this new man, get him out of here. And so that's what they thought of Julius Caesar. Sounds familiar. Some outsider comes in to political office after a very successful career that gained him reverence, and the public loved him. The public loved him. They fucking adored him because of all his conquests and because he was such a great orator. He also could read the room. He knew how to read a room. He was just a great politician. Natural general, Roman army soldier. But they had this whole thing, so they insulted him there. And it was, everybody loved him up until he ran for office and began that conquest. And one of the things that they said when he was on the way up for power, especially the Senate, was that this new man, Julius Caesar, would bring the end to the Republic. They would bring an end to the Republic. They kept saying it. That was the whole thing. They did a lot of shady things. Like one of them, one thing that I loved, I thought it was hilarious when I heard this. One of the moves that they pulled to bar him from, I don't remember if this was when he got like in office, he became the leader of Rome. Whatever their equivalent, damn it, I can't remember the word. There's a word for it, but I can't remember. Whatever their equivalent to a president is. Damn it. I wish I could remember. But I'm pretty sure he was trying to pass laws and make reform within the Senate. But the Senate, I guess there was this thing that you couldn't pass laws, the government wouldn't work. It was shut down. The Roman government was. It was shut down if it was a holiday. And so what they did, because instead of 4 years, Rome had year-long Damn, that sucks that I can't remember the name for it. But, like, they had year-long terms when you were the president of Rome, whatever that office was called, instead of four. And so what the Senate did to bar him from being able to do anything before the end of his term, because he just kept pissing people off, was they just were like, fine, every day for the rest of your time in office is a national holiday. So what now? And that didn't stop him, because he just, that actually takes me to my next point about it, is he was so beloved by the people that the people in power that couldn't stop him, like they would do everything legally that they could to stop him. But he was just so beloved by the people that he would just go to them and hold these massive gatherings where he pleaded his case to the public court. And the people ultimately had the say over the politicians. And so he would just be able to override whatever the fuck they said because he was so beloved by the public. Sounds a lot like Madison Square Garden, if you ask me, where it's like, hey, and all these rallies, it's like, hey, like January 6th, it's like, hey, you don't have to listen to us, but whatever. And, you know, who knows what happened with January 6th, but it's just weird that this man was so beloved by the public, he could do no wrong in the eyes of them. But when it came to the actual people in office, they hated him because he was an outsider and he was calling for reform. He wanted reform and he did it. He did it. And that's the whole triumvirate thing that happened. And it was just, it's just wild. There's another parallel with, yeah, I mean, he just started doing all these reforms. The moment that, okay, so the way that he got in office was, he just gave up on, you know, obviously he did his thing with the bribes and all that you do in that day and age. But he stopped even trying, just kind of, I mean, the Roman adage of when in doubt, ignore the enemy. I think that's from, I'm pretty sure that's Roman. But when in doubt, ignore the enemy. That's what he did when he ran for office, and because it worked on the fucking battlefield. So he just went, he just did that. And whenever they tried to stop him, the Senate, he would just go to the public and be like, hey, do you guys want this? And they'd be like, yeah. And he'd be like, all right, let's do this. And I mean, we know what happened next. We know what happened next after he got in. Starts the political reform. Starts the whole political reform. Starts the triumvirate. He does this whole thing with the Senate where he makes it harder and harder. He tries his best to redo that to no real avail, as far as I remember. And it's just a lot of these insane parallels of where it's like, I can see that connection. I can see that connection. It's a new man. It's a guy. It's a political outsider that shows up. Everybody in office, in power, is saying that that's going to be the end of the republic, democracy. Multiple assassination attempts, I'm pretty sure. I'd imagine it has to be. I mean, you know, the Ides of March at the very least. But there are assassination attempts to try and stop this guy because he didn't follow the rules when he was an officer. They saw the writing on the wall and they were screaming the entire time to the public, telling them not to put him in office. Not to put him in the office because the republic would just be done. That would be the end of it. And they were like, the people would not hear it because he was so beloved. It was so beloved. Which is just wild. And then the moment he gets in office, he begins the political reform of everything. Of everything. Now, I'm not going to remember off the top of my head exactly what he did, but I know that there was, like I said, the whole barring of the Senate, like raising up the prices. He tried to remove some people, I believe, and then the whole triumvirate thing. Yeah, and then this is the part that gets a little bit, uneasy about it, is we see, I mean, all these connections are happening. All these parallels are happening. And you just go through, and it's just like one after another after another after another, even with the deals that he would make. It's all these things that are like, what's going on here? Is this real? Is this a simulation? Like, no shit. No shit it is. No fucking shit. Call it what you want. We have all these religious texts that tell you that it is. But welcome, welcome, modern folks. This shit blew my mind when this girl was trying to blow my mind. This is why I don't get laid, folks. Because I'm just so unimpressed. I'm just so unimpressed sometimes. Hot and smart women are either taken or they're so busy doing their own thing that they're either taken or not interested. That's the thing, man. And it's just cute when they're like, "What if it's a simulation?" Love that shit. Because it's like, yeah, but whatever. That's a whole nother tangent for another day. But yeah, there's all these simulate or not all these similarities. And it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. It's just crazy how they almost got it. They almost got it. They almost got it that not quite Hitler. Not quite Hitler. I actually studied a little bit on him. Because of that, I was like, is this motherfucker really? Do they have a point? But no. But no. 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 Maybe if they took one less gender class in college and took one history class, they would have seen that this pattern has happened before with one of the ones, with one of the cities that one of the empires that we modeled this whole thing off of. It's wild, the parallels. It's wild, the fucking parallels. And the parallel that scares me is the assassinations. Because I've been saying this a lot. Or not saying this, not saying it, but feeling it. Feeling it. There was about a year and a half ago now, maybe 2 years. I was just watching everything and I just couldn't help but feel like this, it just feels, I mean, it just felt, you guys know how it felt. You guys know how it felt. And that's why everybody in America pretty much voted the way that they did, is because we felt the weirdness, the tension of it all, that a revolution was brewing. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet. And that's what scares me, is because you know what happened to JFK. We saw that. We've seen other coups. We know that. We just know that it's possible for the president to just get pushed out, which we just saw with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris when they were just like, get him out of here. Got set up. I don't know if he got set up or not for that debate, but whatever it was. Whatever it was. But the thing about Julius Caesar, was he got killed, E tu, Brute. And became a power struggle between Mark Antony, who was part of that political reform, and then he got fucked. I don't know what happened. I don't know if anybody does. Maybe it's known, but I don't know. As far as I know, it's just kind of like speculation on why Julius Caesar did this, but he put in his will that his nephew was now his son, and said that he was the leader now. He was the emperor, essentially. But, and that led to an insane civil war, a massive civil war in Rome, and the official end to the Roman Republic. And so you have all these parallels, right? You have all these things that are happening, all these similarities. And I think it's just important to remember that we're not done yet. And that's the whole beauty of this. That's the whole beauty of this country. That's the pressure. That's the pressure. And I don't know if we're living up to the task or not. I guess time will tell. And it's hard to say because a lot of the people that are actually, you know, pulling the fucking work aren't talking. A lot of the people that are talking about the loudest voices, are not working on this. And I just know that the baddest motherfuckers out there aren't saying that they're the baddest motherfuckers. They just are. They're just working. They're making everything work. They're studying. They're making advancements in whatever field they're supposed to. And so it's hard to say. It's hard to say, but it does feel a little bit like we're getting a little lax. And that's not how this works. It's not how this works. I think it's important to remember what the outside world is of this walled garden of America. What it's actually like out there. And how easily this shit can crumble. And that we have a responsibility as a people, as citizens, to at least do our part. And remember that we're the ones that are in power. We have to remember that. That's crucial. That's crucial. That we'll never kneel to anything. We can't. Otherwise, it's just done. And so what happens next with Julius Caesar? I mean, is he gets killed. He gets pushed out. And there's this whole power struggle. Wars. A civil war that his nephew ends up winning. Because Mark Antony, he decided he would clap Cleopatra's cheeks. And you know, I don't blame him. She was probably hot as fuck. Especially when she dressed up like the bird. When they did the cosplay furry shit. Nice. I can't blame the guy. My bitch came out here looking like a fucking Egyptian princess with wings, I'd be like, where's my dog mask? But no, okay. That's too much. That's too fried. We were doing so good. And then I had to take it there. Up the ass. No. But yeah, this dude, I mean, it just turned into civil war. Octavian won. And what followed was, I mean, the new Roman Empire. The Roman Republic was done. The people were not in charge anymore. And so this is the point I'm trying to make here, is it's important. It's important that we do our duty to keep those motherfuckers on the top in check. And don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. I don't care what they have. I don't care what they say. Whether it's robots or nukes or hellfire missiles or anything. The people behind those are people, are American citizens, and we got to remember that we're the motherfuckers that are driving the boat, and that whatever we say is what happens. And they may be in there. They may be in the back, in the bows of the ship, screaming at us on the intercom, saying, it's an order to drive over that iceberg. We can handle it. We're in the Titanic. And then the guy... driving the Titanic, who, by the way, survived and just claimed that he couldn't turn it in time. I think that motherfucker was asleep at the wheel. Titanic conspiracy episode inbound. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. We'll get there. But this dude Octavian, He was so good. Him and Julius Caesar were so freaking good at what they did and reading the room and knowing that if they came out and said that they were emperor and that they were ruling and that the people really didn't have a say anymore, they would be killed immediately by the people until they, you know, set up, they established whatever, you know, whatever they were supposed to do. And so they would move people in and out of that office, but ultimately they were the ones behind it. Octavian was a little bit better than Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar would walk around with in parades and shit. And it's there's a story that goes that at one point he was on stage with, I think, Mark Antony, one of those guys. And he was supposed to come out and say that he's now the emperor of Rome. Like, the republic was done. And they had a crown. And when they presented it to him, the crowd was silent. And apparently, Roman crowds, if they disapproved of what was going on, just like American crowds, they were silent. Like, they're not gonna pander to you. We're gonna let you fucking know that you suck and that we don't like what you're doing on stage. And they just were sitting there and they were just looking at him while he looked at that crown and he read the room and he said, I can't take this. The people are in charge. Something along those lines. Like, he played it off and returned the crown and everybody went crazy. Like, ah, the Republic! And meanwhile, they didn't figure out until about 200, 250 fucking years later. That number could be low, too. But I'm pretty sure it's 200, 250 years later that the game was rigged and the Republic had been done for generations. And so that's the thing, and that's the responsibility that we have, is it's our country, bitch. And so that's why I'm like, that's why I feel like it's important to say that. Because I don't see anybody else fucking connecting those dots. And it's just wild. It's just mind-blowing. I'm just reading this shit and going down. I encourage you, if you have the time, and the interest, because that's what's mostly important. If you have the time and the interest, if you can just put down Black Ops 6 for an hour a day, just do like one less hour. Don't work a little bit less hard on that KD and work a little bit harder on expanding your brain, learning something, get 1% better every day. You'll see the, and you study Rome. I encourage you to study Rome. Just take a little bit of time, because it's astounding, especially Julius Caesar. It's astounding how similar that is. It's just wild. And then especially you got, I'll leave it at this, because, you know, whatever. But it could be, maybe it's been like that. So Obama, I don't know what exactly is going on with him. But he seems to have a lot of influence behind the scenes. And I'm like, that sounds familiar. Octavian was pretty good at that. Octavian, his play, which sounds a little bit like Obama, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, was to set up these fake people that just did whatever the hell he wanted them to do. And he was so good at being behind the scenes that nobody knew his official title. He kept rotating titles and all of this stuff, but he was the guy, the deep state of Rome, if you will. Sorry to people with your headphones in and audio all the way up, but it's like, hey, Obama, I see what you're doing. I see what you're fucking doing. I see what your black ass is doing. Can I say that? Am I allowed? I don't know. I've been away from society for like 2.5 years. I don't know what I can say anymore, but it's fine. And that's what makes this fun for me and not anybody else. No, but for real, Obama, same play. I see what you're doing, you motherfucker. I see you. I see you, you snake writhing around in the, slithering around in the trees and the bushes, whispering in Eve's ear, telling him to do what you will. It's all right. I see you. I see you. But power to the people, bitch. Don't forget it. And that's the thing, man. That's the thing, man, is they kept saying that Trump was Hitler. They were wrong. It was Julius Caesar. But they were close, and they were about 15 years off, because Hitler is coming, and it's me. I can't wait for that shit to get clipped. Fuck it. Fuck it. Because I'm going to run for president, and I'm going to do it right. And we're going to... Trump... I just need... I voted for Trump. Okay, listen, I'll come out. I voted for Trump not because I believed in all of his politics and all of that. Not because... I saw many people, Tucker Carlson included, watching his broadcast and kind of flipping over around during election night. I saw that a lot of people were surprised that my age group voted the way that they did or voted at all. And it's like, let's just run through this, right? Day one, the very beginning, you take away my friend's senior season. You take away my friends and my family's life for a year because you said so. You ruined our family unit, and we were just getting ready to go out into the world, and you just go, nope. That's how it starts. And then you pit all of us against each other. You have you ruin friendships by lying to us in the media and convincing us that, you know, it's okay to go and rob and loot all of these different stores, these mom and pop shops, and throw bricks through them. You convince, not me, I smelled that bullshit. Go back and watch the one with Matt Griffin when I asked him what I'm supposed to do. He tells me to go and vote for, or go and give BLM some money. And after a little bit of digging, I realized it all goes to the Democrats. And I'm not the only motherfucker about my age. I was like 18 at the time. 20. I think I was 19 or 20 that put together. I know I'm not the only fucking one. And it's like, hey, I see what you're fucking doing. And then you start a couple wars that if it pops off and I have to go fight, it's just me for you, and everybody knows that it's probably bullshit, but you still convince some of my peers that all of these other things are happening, and because you drug them up, and we see that. We see that you're drugging us, and you're using that ADHD and those SSRIs and all of these other, these edibles, all of these fun little, okay, compliance drugs. You thought you could get away with it, huh? That's cute. It's fucking adorable. It's fucking adorable. Because we would have to go and fight, and if I'm not, I mean, motherfuckers like me would be at the front lines. Because, obviously, physical fucking specimen. In my baggy hoodie and khakis. Shut up, Anakin. Shut the fuck up. You ain't doing shit on the front lines, dude. Calm down. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I would just be killed immediately. I would just be mulched. Might as well just throw me into a hamburger factory and ground me up, because that's what would happen. And you don't you think you can just get away with that? And now nuclear war could have almost happened. You forced all my friends to take a vaccine and censored me. Censored literally my I got dinged because I made a joke that COVID wasn't real, and then they were like, I had to go through your I just let it sit. I let my strike sit, because what they do is like, hey, three strikes and your entire channel's dead. I ain't give a fuck. I wasn't bowing. I'm not fucking kneeling to that shit. So I let that sit for 3.5 years, because I was supposed to go through this retraining, rethink training. I don't remember what they call it, but re-education of it's like you can't say that COVID is not real. You can't say that. 2 + 2 = 5. Say it with me. Big brother loves you and you love big brother, right? Right? Say yes. It's like you can't do that shit. You can't admit that you're fucking spying on us in our cameras and taking pictures and hacking everything and collecting data and reselling us and all of this. You can't do that and expect a fucking win. We're not so stupid. We're not these stupid ass fucking kids that you think we are. And it's like it's all I thought about was. Like I can't, I'm 24 and I want to start a family and I can't eat. I can't fucking eat. I can't start a business. I can't do any of this shit. You're censoring everything. I can't promote. I can't do all of this. You stopped my free. You can't take away my fucking freedom, man. And expect me to vote for you again. Shut up, bitch. And that's, and you, it's crazy. It's so crazy. It's crazy the disrespect. I can't believe these kids voted. I can't believe them. What? What? 24, 20, 18 to 25, 18 to 30? They voted red and they pay attention? What? All these motherfuckers couldn't believe it. It's like, bitch, we had to. We don't want to, but we had to. You forced us. We want to live. We don't want to go to war. 'Cause we're the ones that fight it. You took away our senior years. You took away all these people. It's and then on top of that, you push this fucking narrative that we don't want to work. Bitch, you're the ones fucking tending to your salmon pond. Just like the Roman politicians did right before it fucking burned. You think we don't know the game in your fucking ivory tower. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. We'll crumble that shit. Quit playing, and we did. But the job's not finished. The job's not finished, and that's important to remember. That's very important to remember. Very important to remember, and that's why I need this country to continue on. I need this country. I need my generation and everybody else to continue this train. That way I can run for president. And I can do it right. And I can fix the world because I have a plan. And I'll just say it. And you're on board. Welcome. I'm going to give you the pitch. Here we go. This is my campaign, right? I think that we need to stop fooling around. Why are we just hanging on 50 states? And why are we doing all these proxy wars all around the world when we have land and resources at home? We have cool things. We could end the my what I propose could end the war on drugs entirely. So that's one. And the war on drugs was bullshit to begin with, but we can stop this cartel nonsense. We get all these healthy people. We start doing these programs to get everybody fucking robust. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. Especially by the time we hit 20, whenever I'm able to, like 2035, 2040 time period. And this will probably be a perfect example of why, again, the founding fathers, they're not gods, but they were very smart. And I know they're dead and they're not around and they're not making calls, and there's no way that they could have foreseen where America is at now. But they were very clever in the fact that men like me and Julius Caesar and Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan and Adolf Hitler, we start getting these ideas around my age. When I can't get laid and I'm booming with testosterone and I had a crazy upbringing and I'm creative and I'm handsome and I'm tall and I'm strong and I'm charismatic and I'm cute. And all right, and I'm silly and I'm funny and oh, my hair's nice and I have pretty eyes and my dick's big and I have pecs, boom, 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 and all these great things going for me because I'm the best, and I start getting full of myself and thinking that maybe I can take over the world because I can. And this is why you have to wait until you're 30. This is a perfect example why, because I have this idea. And I know how I'm going to do it, and I know how I'm going to unite the Americas. We're no longer going to be the United States. We're going to be the United Americas. We're going to be the United Americas. We're going to bring the two lands that have been divided for so long back together. That's what we're going to do. So step one, I'm not even worried about Canada. I'm not even fucking worried. I don't want it. I don't want it right now. They're nothing. They are the Gauls to us. Bunch of fucking half-thinking idiots. I don't know. Don't even want it. It's too cold. It's freezing up there. Let them play. Let them shut down and arrest truckers for exercising their freedom. All of that. I don't even want it. Maybe Trump can buy it. Great. 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 But where I'm looking is south, because south is where the food is. South is where the nice climates are. South is where the beauty is. South is where the bean burritos are. South is where the cocaína is. Estás. And it's Mesoamerica, Mexico, just that middle section of America. That strip of land that connects, the land bridge between the two beautiful countries, is our gateway to becoming the world superpower. And what's in it for you is never-ending wealth, prosperity. Everybody will be able to love one another. We won't even need a government, really, because the people will run the show, same as it is now. And we'll let, I mean, everybody wins, because you get the whole aspect of everybody's free. Everybody's free to do what they want. But pretty much we have to take Mexico. They're right there, and I don't know what the fuck we're doing not taking it, because it's nice, it's pretty, it's cool. I want to see some Aztec temples and all of that. So, Mexico, join or die. That's step one. We're taking Mexico. There's no fucking reason that we don't have Mexico. What are we doing? So Mexico will become part of the United States of America. Soon to be the United Countries of America, where the 50 states are the hub. We will have our mainland North America, the province. And honestly, this is going to bring world peace, and you'll see why. So we march on Mexico. And what do you get? What do you get besides fucking glory? Which, that alone, you get glory. You'll be remembered forever for the greatest nation. You will become like Rome. You will become like ancient Greece. You will become like ancient Egypt. This is what you're fighting for. To be remembered, immortalized for all of eternity. As long as anybody can think and read, you will be remembered. And so we will take Mexico. We will take their food. And they will join in the name of freedom, or they will die. And then we will continue on to South America. Because that is the crux of everything. That is what we need. And unlike Adolf Hitler, I will not do meth. And I will stay fucking focused. Because I know what I need to do. Unlike all these other leaders, they didn't get it right. I know everything. I'm 24. I'm the best. I know what's right. And what I know is right is we need to take all of South America. And here is why. Because that will be our food. As long as everybody's working, the province of the North American province of the United Nations of America will be similar to our Garden of Eden. It will be the way it is now. It will be flourishing. Everybody will be happy. Everybody will be productive. And it'll be a direct line of you are rewarded the more work and the more work you put in and the more success, the more results you give. All for the good of the nation. All for the good of humanity. Because we have to upkeep. We have to build something incredible. We have to build something to be remembered by. That's the point of it all. It's because this way, we will be able to feed the entire world. Resources will no longer be a problem. And I don't even think we need to march. The goal would not be to march and take these nations by force, but to absorb them. Similar to a cell. Similar to the mitochondria and how it became part of the cell. In that the mitochondria is thought to have been its own thing. And it found the symbiotic relationship with the cell that we know today with all the organelles and everything in it. It came in and it was like, hey, this is great. I'll give you more energy if you give me a place to stay. And they were like, you got it, dude. Give me that ATP. I need it. I'm a fucking fiend for it. That's how the cell happened. And that's going to be the thing. We're not going to take them by force. We're not going to take them by force. Yes, join or die, but it's going to be freedom. You don't have to. But you should. Because it's way better for you. If you join, you have to. You probably should. So, Mexico. Come on. No immigrant problem. No, like, you won't have to worry about all these people taking your jobs and all of this. They can stay there. They're just part of us. And, you know, I'll be a good leader. I'll be a good leader. I'll take care of them. As long as they take care of themselves. And that's the thing, is just try and get it to be a self-reliant machine. We want people to actually work and want to do this. So, it's like nobody has to die. We're going to just absorb. Everybody's going to come together. Little by little, these countries are just going to come together and come together. And we'll make deals. We'll make deals with everybody. But if anybody starts some shit, then they're dead. That's that. And don't overthink. Don't think. Actually, do take all your medications and your edibles and everything. Don't think about that. Just don't think about that. Be entertained. Don't think about me, the fact that... Don't think about it. And after we absorb Mexico and Canada, make them an offer that they can't refuse, then we take South America. And this is the crux of it all, is South America, once it is ours, we will not expand past American territory. We will not expand out of the seas. We will not do anything. We don't want war with anybody. We don't want war with anybody. Well, we want war because it's fucking awesome to blow things up and all of that, but we will fight, but we come in peace for now. Don't fuck with us. And there, what we'll do is turn all of South America into a national park. That's the plan. And the Amazon will take over the entire continent. Entire continent. You can still live there if you'd like. We'll figure that out somehow. because that big Jesus guy in Brazil is fucking awesome. We don't want to get rid of that. Although, that would be sick as hell. That would be so fucking sick in like 2,000 years to like be hacking through all this forest land. And then all of a sudden, you just see Jesus. It's like, how tall is that? Like 400 fucking feet tall? Something crazy? It's like a skyscraper. It's like 1,000 feet tall. But yeah, that would, you just see Jesus' face. Hello, my child. But yeah, and then that will be how we feed the world. Food, no longer an issue. Resources, no longer an issue. And how do we unite all these people, right? How do we unite all these people? It's because it's for the good of humanity. Which, by the way, just to finish that off, because once we have that, then we begin getting the rest of these countries to be reliant. We start helping them out. We make deals. They're part of us. You guys have these food. You need the food. Here's the food. We have all the food you want. Just listen to us. Do what we have to say. Just listen. Just listen. Just listen. Pass his law. Pass his law. Do this. Do that. Go ahead and... Does he really need to be in office right now? Does he really have to do that? Does he really need to... And then eventually, everybody is reliant on you for food. Everybody is reliant on you for fuel and resources. And that's when we bring them to their knees. That's when you do it. That's when you drop the fucking hammer and you begin the squeeze. You begin the squeeze. It's like, amen. Your kids are hungry. I can see their ribs. Remember when you couldn't? You want to go back to that? Well, hey, Russia, knock it off. And just shit like that, man. That's great, isn't it? We should do that. Because, listen, what you have to gain from it, we can all work together. We can all work together. Everybody can, you can come and go into this national park as you please. You can hunt and gather and do all of this stuff. Just don't fuck with it. Just don't fuck with it. And we can have world peace. We literally could, which is the crazy part. We literally could. That's it's insane to me how close we are, honestly. And also so close to death and destruction. It's like, which I don't even know. I guess it doesn't really matter because everything's just fucked if you are. If that happens, but it's insane. I think that's why things are getting so weird. Is because I'm noticing a pattern, and that's thanks to listening to Dan Carlin, actually, Hardcore History, those, which are fucking incredible. But that's old news. Everybody knows it's a massive podcast. But there's this pattern in history where everything just kind of settles down. The waters of history peter out. It's still. And all of a sudden, something big is dropped into it, sending waves throughout it. And it's almost always completely unbeknownst to the people in history. They don't understand it. They can't understand it. But right before that thing drops, they have a feeling. They have a feeling that something's going to disrupt the waters of time. And that's kind of how it feels like right now. Is like, we are so fucking close. And we know it. We can feel that we are so close to this, to just having peace. And it could just tip. Could just go one way or another. We're coming up on a decision, a big decision. Maybe the decision's already been made, or maybe it's going to be made for us. But who knows? But for real, like, the president thing was a joke, but We could actually. I'm not gonna run for fucking president, unless we'll see. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe if the opportunity presents itself, I'll focus on. I'll live up to my name, and get world domination, become interplanetary, and build something spherical around the sun and harness its power into a big laser and shoot it at planets and blow them up. That could be a move. Maybe. We'll see. But first, we have to take Mexico. But yeah, it's honestly, though, for real, though, it's crazy how close we are to world peace. We have all the information. There's no excuse. We literally don't have an excuse at this point. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. There's no excuse for miscommunications. We know where all the resources are. We know. There's no excuse for... I mean, just not bettering yourself every single day. There's no excuse. Because this is what it's all about. This is what it just feels like it's all about to me. Is, I don't even care whether you're religious or not. It's all about, it's always been about survival. All it is survival. It's our species versus everything. And I just feel like we're like right there. Like literally, like right there. It could happen. Where it could happen where we could just stop. We could just stop all this crazed bullshit and realize and finally fucking put together that nature is not done trying to kill us. This earth is not done trying to kill us. It's an active thing in the same way that this country, you have to actively build it up. You have to actively pay attention. You can't just vote every 4 years and then let it go. You have to, every single day, you have to give a little bit something. It's the same as living. You can't just lay down and die. You don't want to die. And this, we're all humans. We're all fucking humans. We're all the same species. We're putting that together now. If we could just... There's no excuse to not see that anymore. It's insane. Like, we have all the information ever. At an instant. You don't need a formal education to become a master in one thing. And that's what this thing is all about, is this is what it's always been about. Is humanity, the human organism. Like, if we could just realize that our job of survival isn't done, and that there's infinite resources everywhere. I guess there's a bell going on. Apologies if you can hear that. What am I trying to say here, though? How the fuck do I put this? Because it's one of those things that I understand in my mind, but it must not be... I must not have thought about it enough to put it simply. Like, I understand. If I explained it to me, and that bell isn't fucking helping. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but there's a church right across the street. There we go. We're curious creatures. Maybe I'll try and put it this way. We're curious creatures. Our entire thing is that we're curious and we're creative and all of that. But it all stems from curiosity, and that's what makes us drive. It's like, how good can I get at this video game? I bet I can get good. What's this video game like? Is this good? Is this good? It's like, how good can I get at this podcast thing? I bet I can get a little bit better. And that's what it is. It's just like 1% every single day, just 1% better. Just a little percent. And our goal is to understand everything. And we think we understand everything right now, but we don't. We don't know shit. We don't know anything. And it feels to me that humanity's mission is to survive. Number one is to survive. We have to remember that Earth, not only Earth, but also space, is trying to kill us. It's all of humans versus nature. We have to live. And whether you're religious or not, even atheists, there's no, as it stands right now in 2024 at the end of this, there's no other sign of life out there. Which means that we're special. And we have to, it's our duty to live and survive. And if there is something that shows up, then that makes it a hell of a lot more clear that it's survival of the fucking fittest at the cosmic scale. And we better get ready. But even without the aliens, space is literally throwing rocks at us that could end our planet all the time. And we're like right there. We are so, so close to comprehending that and understanding that. And it feels like our goal is so, we are, the ultimate goal of humanity seems like it's to understand all of space, every little piece of it. That's the beauty of this whole thing. It's incredible. It's incredible when you understand whatever you want to call it, reality, the simulation, whatever the fuck you want to call it, whatever this game of life is, whatever this thing that we find ourselves in. Our goal is to know everything there is to know about all of everything, infinity. We think it's infinity. I don't know. I'm not fully convinced, because that's based on what? We think space is infinite, but that's based on what? I don't... Our current understanding. But it's like that's the thing. And it's, you have humanity, which is this tiny little baby. Humanity as a whole is an organism. It's a living thing. It's a living thing that creates things and tears it down. It can do any, humanity is crazy. It can do anything that it wants, whenever it wants, and know whatever it wants. It's this, it's a, all of humanity is in and of itself a organism that seems like it's designed, its entire purpose is to just, it's trying to know everything. So we quite literally, you could look at it as, Jesus Christ. So you're telling me that after all of the history that we know and all of this stuff, it's like, what the fuck am I then? We have this million mile long race and we just stood up from tying our shoe. Like, we haven't even started yet. We haven't even started yet. We're already about to fucking blow us up. Seems like our goal is to go out into the stars and learn everything that there is to know until we are a part of all the stars, as well as here on Earth. And then I feel like once we know everything there is to know, then that's it. And you can get spiritual about it. It's like your gods or whatever. Or you can just, it's like, oh wow, we're good. We're good. But if you can't, if you're not thinking that far, because that's like way down the line, and I honestly believe that we'll get there eventually. We'll get to a spot that is just incomprehensible. It's completely incomprehensible. You can't even, it's impossible to understand right now. Just to know everything ever and become, also be able to become it and shape it. And like, if it's a video game simulation, would pro the simulation thing would probably be the best way to put this, is like, if it's a video game, you're 100%ing the video game, and that's being able to know it, like understand what, you know, this microphone, this hoodie is, be able to become it at will, be able to morph it, because that's what we do. That's what we do. That's our whole entire thing. It's beautifully designed. It's beautifully designed. It's insane. It's mind-blowingly perfect that we have infinite questions, infinite things to explore and discover and do. And we just happen to be the curious creature that's asking those, trying to figure it out. It's beautiful. And it's like on the individual level, it's like, fuck. Oh my God. It's hard not to get ex or it's easy to get existential, I mean. It's easy to get existential of that the universe goes on forever, and it's like it's been going on forever. Unfathomable amounts. You're just a tiny little speck. But that's the wrong perspective. Once you accept that and you really start looking at that for what it is, it's like we haven't even started. Look at everything that we've done, and we haven't even fucking started. We haven't even started. Imagine if we tried. Imagine if we figured out that this is. That this, the dude fucking yelling at you at a Wendy's is just, is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter, because all of the world, all of nature itself and space itself, not only is out there meant and designed to be explored, but you also have, like, you have this, it's trying to kill us. When you, and you only have 100 years, maybe, as it stands right now. Maybe we'll get super lucky and you'll get like 200 years. You just have this life. You have one lifetime to figure it out, to figure out what you're going to contribute, what you're going to contribute to the species. How are you going to let us figure, how are you going to continue it on? How are you going to make it better? What are you going to do? And every single day that you wake up, you have a responsibility, just because you woke up, to find a way to make it better somehow. You have to. You have to. And that's why you just feel so deeply wrong. You feel so deeply wrong the longer and the more of your life that you waste, because you know. You know deep down, you understand, you feel it. You feel that calling for greatness. You know that it's there. You know that you were sent here for a reason. We don't know exactly what it was. You have a mission. You have a mission. You have to. The world is trying to kill you, and you know it. You know that your life is special. You know it. You know it deep down that you're special. You're different. and that you're supposed to be doing something with that gift of life that you were granted. And I'm not saying go out there and fucking conquer Mexico and turn South America into a national park and make it an entire Amazon rainforest that's lavish and never ending full of food. Like I'm going to. But you could put out videos. You could put out stupid videos. Put out stupid videos of you playing Roblox or whatever. Being awesome. And just do that to the very fucking best of your ability. And all of that. Because we have a duty. We have a duty and we haven't even begun. We haven't even begun to start our mission. We just barely began. We just barely started. There's so much to see, so much to do. There's so much to explore, so much to fucking live for, man. And that's just the beauty of it. It just goes on forever. And you have to do something because nature's trying to kill us. It really is. It really is. It's wild. It's just wild. And it's even more wild. And I think this is the biggest... This is probably the most important, is that we also have the capability to destroy anything that we want. And that's kind of the... I mean, that's the pressure. That's the pressure of humanity. The way that I see it is... We have... That struggle of man that we all feel and we all face, where we know the right thing to do, but this motherfucker's just right in front of your face screaming at you. He's just yelling at you over some bullshit that you didn't do. It was no fault of your own, and he's blaming you, and he's calling you all these fucking things, and you just want to fucking knock his teeth out. And you know you could. You know you fucking could. Easily. You know you could fuck him up. He's just screaming and screaming and all of this. Or maybe you got a parent that's just non-stop. Just non-fucking-stop with whatever. Whatever that they do. Or you're just having a bad day and somebody cuts you off in traffic. And it's just these... This is the struggle, the mortal struggle that we feel. Every person, the struggle of man, where you have, I see it as you have animalistic instincts, but our goal is to be above that, to be, you know that your calling is to be human. Not an animal. And you know, it's easier. It's way simpler. And let's be honest, it feels fucking good to put a motherfucker in their place and to hurt them when they're hurting you. But that's not the game. That's not how you win the game. That is not how you fucking win the game. Because where that leads is ruin. And this, if everybody, that's the struggle. That's the entire struggle. And that's how I see it, is you have your ape, you have your inner ape, you have your inner animal instincts. And then you have whatever it is that you are, the actual good you, the person, whatever that thing is that makes us different. And it's like that's what our responsibility is to follow that good and do that instead, because you have to, because we're all one species. It fucking sucks, but I mean, if you go down the road of animals, that's all we are, and we'll destroy everything. We'll just destroy. We have that power. We have that fucking power to destroy. But we have the power to do whatever the hell we want. We have the power to create. And it's just crazy to me that we're so... I think we're so close. We could do it. We could stop fighting. We literally could. I'm not talking like 100 years. I'm not talking thousands of years. I'm talking like now. Like there's... We can communicate with everybody instantly. We can. We could just stop. We know where all the resources are. We could do everything. We could do whatever we want. We could stop fighting forever. We could. We could. We could. This could all stop. I think we can. I think we can. I think world peace is possible within my lifetime. I do. So yeah, I mean, no real message. We're back, baby. We're back, baby. Just, I don't want to come off across as like, you know, looking down on anybody, because I'm not better than anybody. Nobody's superior than anybody. So just, I don't want to tell anybody, like, I have no right to tell anybody what the fuck to think, what to do, or any of that. So I'll put it this way. Imagine a world where if every single person, we're talking billions of people, imagine a world where if every single person just tried, really tried, just tried to get 1% better, to get 1% better, just a bit better, just a little better. We're talking like learn a new word better. Can you imagine what would happen to this planet? What would happen to everything, to society, if every single person just decided that they were going to get 1% better every single day? So just try that, if you're willing. I can't make you. I sure as hell can't make you. But it's possible. I do think world peace is possible within my life. Because we're right there. It's so close. But we also... that's the precipice we're coming up on, is that realization that we... That's the big thing right now. Is like we could literally... Our choice is, the two paths that we're taking is world peace and complete and utter destruction. It's crazy. What a time to be alive. Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. That's the game of life. That's the beauty of it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It just... is fucking beautiful. We'll see what happens, I guess. So, thank you everybody so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, all I ask is that you share it. I love this shit. I'm never gonna fucking stop. I know I can't stop. I'm never gonna stop. I just can't. I love it too much. So if you're a fan, all that I ask is that you just share it. You don't have to do it. I'm not going to go through the whole bullshit like all these other people, these call to actions. I just ask that you share it. You can share a link, clip it, do whatever. The Hitler one would be great. And just fucking tell people. That's it. That's it. That's all I want. Or don't. You don't have to. You don't even have to. Because I appreciate that anybody listens at all. So thank you. And to all the kids out there, remember this one thing. That the less teeth that she has, the cheaper she is, and the better the head.